This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Yo, Mark, it's Ed, your favorite buyer. That dadgum seller's got to be kidding me. He takes 20 thou off $1 million price when he's at least $250,000 over what's sold lately. What in the heck is he thinking? Let's lower my offer by the same and see how that grabs his goober. He must have thought I was green behind the ears, or maybe he just believes in fairy tales.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. My guest today is Adam Simmons, geologist and hydrogeologist. He's been practicing in the Santa Barbara area, I think as long as I've been licensed, close to it, 1988, late end of 87 when I started. And he might just be with us one segment. Third segment, I was going to say my guest is John DiLoretto. He's passed away. But I found a letter from him to me, like a three-page letter to my broker at the time from 1989. So we'll see if we can squeeze that in. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. And in addition, I've been tracking, of course, the pending sales each week. I always have. But 38 weeks ago, I started writing down the median price of said pendings. And that's a snapshot. Number of pendings changes by the hour. But it's a snapshot for the end of the week. And this is the week ending December 27th. It's my fiscal year. It's the 52nd week. It ends on a Friday. So we missed two business days, two work days, and two weekend days. So it'll change a little bit. But for the third week in a row, the median price of what's pending is $2,250,000, $2,600,000. And $2.9 million for the 52nd week of the year. 50 listings pending, last week 55, week before 60. So, but prior to that, we were below $2 million for about 5-6 weeks. And prior to that, we had the year-to-date median price, $2,250,000. I thought it was locked and loaded. It has dropped year-to-date median price to $2 million. Now, does that mean prices have dropped? Absolutely not. It just happens. And I saw the median price was lower on some closings for the week, and yet the year-to-date median price of $2,250,000 stayed the same. It remained the same. And I hypothesized that when you have year-to-date sales, 790 sales, the middle number, you're going to have a group of sales, and there must have been a large number of sales that sold for $2,250,000. So it kept being the median number despite going up or down five sales either way. But not anymore. It went down to $2,227,000 and plummeted to $2,000,000. Plummeted. Not really. 790 sales. That's 15.19 sales per week, and it'll... Again, 4 days shy of 52, the end of the year. But we at least maintained above 15 sales per week. I was hoping for that. The first 6 months of the year, we had 15.42 sales per week. And the last time I looked, the second 6 months will be under 15. But the average as of today for the week ending December 27th, it's 15.19 sales per week. That's 15% higher than last year's number. But still a historic low. Okay, that's year to date. That's pending. Is there anything else you want to know? Oh, well, let's see. I took a look, again, looking at short sales and REOs, bank-owned properties. I found one short sale last year, year to date, for the whole year. This year, I can't find any. And I don't know if I'm doing it wrong or it's just... It's feasible because last year there was one short sale, not one bank-owned property, REO. Year before that, there were no short sales and three bank-owned. 2021, there were no short sales and two bank-owned. So it was virtually none. So we'll see. I'll check again, but I couldn't find any short sales or REO for 2024. Single-family residence only. Did find 15 estate sales. I did find 16. Owner is a licensee. I found five probate sales. I found 10 agent related to the principal sale, and I found 10 others. I don't know what other means, but it's other than that. And that's out of 790 sales.
Okay.
I think that is enough. Now, here's an interesting saga. A house, it's actually a duplex. Now, some of on Danielson Road in Montecito, and this is, you could walk to Lucky's, and parts of Danielson go down towards the tracks, some of them a little closer to the freeway, but this one is a nice centrally located, and it's a three-bedroom, three-bath, each with a two-car garage, just under 1,400 square feet, about a quarter of an acre, just under, built in 1974, and it sold December 27th, 2024, for $4,915,223. This represents a 27% increase from when it last sold. And by the way, it's really nice. I didn't look back on all the history to see when it was remodeled, and it might have been remodeled, so that changes things. But it's not like a house where you would have added a ADU or a second story. It was, you know, confined to this square footage, and any remodeling would have been within the walls. And it could be substantial, but so it sells December 27th, 2024 for $4,915,000. It last sold 3 years ago in July of 2021 for $3,850,000. So they got 27% more from July 2021, and this is a duplex. I assume you might be able to condominiumize it, but maybe not. It sold in January of 2021 for $2,825,000. And that means that when it sold in July of 2021, they got 36% higher. And then again, when it sold in December 2024, they got 27% higher. Sold back in January 2021 for $2,825,000. And now $4,900,000. When it sold for $2,825,000 in January 2021, it sold for 88% higher than when it last sold in 2003, when it sold for $1,005,000. And when it sold for $1,005,000 in 2003, it was selling for 168% more than when they bought it in December of 1997 for $560,000. So you go from December 1997, a duplex on Danielson Road, great location, Montecito, selling for $560,000. Fast forward to December 2024, selling for $4,915,000. Now, I don't care if you gutted the kitchen and the bathrooms and new flooring and new windows. That's a lot of equity, chunk of change. So you go from 560,000 to 1,005,000 the end of 2003, 168% more. Fast forward January 2021, 2,825, 88% higher. July 2021, same year, 36% higher, 3,850. Maybe that's when they remodeled it. And then fast forward December 2024, 4,009,000. Up 27%, 27.7%. Okay, that's a little history on Danielson Road. I wish I was living there. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with Adam Simmons, geologist, hydrogeologist. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.